The agricultural sector in India has remained one of the country's major economic problems. Let's look at this a little more closely. The main problem, quite simply, is low productivity in agriculture. So in India, agriculture accounts for about 16% of the economy, but it takes up about half of the workforce. For one thing, that's implying those workers are not very productive. Low productivity will mean, for those workers, low real wages. It also means that India doesn't produce enough food, and it's not cheap enough so that everyone can afford it. So we find that in India, according to some estimates, about half of all children under 5 suffer from some form of malnutrition. Why is there low productivity in Indian agriculture? Well, these aren't all of the reasons, but here are a few. First, there are restrictions on businesses owning land, and this tends to keep farms inefficiently small. Also in India, generally it's the case that larger businesses are more heavily regulated, and that tends to keep agricultural businesses relatively small, often too small. There are very serious restrictions on foreign investment, which would allow for an upgrade of agricultural methods and technologies. Very often the government controls prices, which can lead to shortages or surplus. We discuss that elsewhere in this course, in the food section. Another problem is that the Indian government often limits exports. So farmers, knowing that they will not be able to export their crop or export surplus crops, may grow less of those crops in the first place. Furthermore, India generally has problems with poor enforcement and recording of land titles. So land titles are not always secure, and in general there are contractual problems between landlords and tenants. Landlords are often reluctant to conclude deals with tenants, knowing that they may lose some of their property rights in the process. This is not a comprehensive list, it's just some of the problems. Oh, one further problem, and this is a big one, weak roads and infrastructure. It's often very difficult to get Indian crops from Indian farms to the proper markets. The roads are either not paved, or they're unreliable, or they're not available every time of the year, or even if the road is paved, it may be very slow and unreliable and often dangerous. It's not like this road pictured here in the photograph, where it's perfectly smooth, empty, and clear sailing. India did see major agricultural productivity gains in the Green Revolution earlier in the 20th century. This brought rising yields in the 1960s and 1970s, due largely to better seeds and stronger crops. Yet this Green Revolution, pioneered by Norman Borlaug, shown here, has slowed down in recent times. For more on the Green Revolution, you can view our video unit on that topic. In general, the Indian economy has a long-standing tradition of productivity problems in agriculture, and if we look back to the first half of the 20th century, we see that low productivity in agriculture then is also a persistent and nagging concern. Now let's look at what is both some good news and some bad news. The good news is that in the year 2012, there was in fact in India a record wheat stockpile. Okay, so what's the bad news? The bad news is that at least two-thirds of this crop rots on the way to market, and if anything, that two-thirds is probably an underestimate. Here's one very simple way to think about some of the problems. First, government buys a lot of wheat from farmers. Second, the price the government is paying for wheat is up about 70% since 2007. That, of course, encourages more wheat production, but arguably, in this case, too much wheat is being produced. For really a long time, storage capacity in India for the wheat has not been upgraded, so there's all this surplus wheat, and quite simply, really nowhere to put it. You might think, the Indian government could export that wheat. But circa the summer of 2012, the government was paying, say, typically $346 for a ton of wheat, and the global price for comparable kinds of wheat was about $260 a ton, so it appears the government is overpaying. You might also think, why doesn't the government just take the wheat and give it away to poorer Indians? And probably that's what they should do. But there are so many regulations on the distribution and procurement of wheat that this actually isn't nearly as easy as it should be. There are many particular problems with agricultural productivity in India, and we've looked at only a few. But the bottom line really is this. The Indian economy really does have many dynamic sectors, but agriculture has seen much less progress. We also know from development economics more generally that if you're looking for a sector to have productivity gains in a way that will reduce poverty and extreme poverty in your country, agriculture is really the place you would want those productivity problems to come. So the difficulties with agricultural productivity in India have been a very significant contributor to problems of poverty in that country. There are many, many sources on this problem, but for further reading, here are just a few I'd recommend. The article by Maurice Landis, listed here, my own book, An Economist Gets Lunch, and two very good, highly readable online articles. One is As Crops Rot, Millions Go Hungry. The other is Galloping Growth and Hunger in India.